Okay. Great. So, my name is Sarah Armitage. I'll be serving as the department's hearing officer today, and the purpose of this hearing is to take public comment on the proposed action to adopt a change to the Oregon Zero Emission and Electric Vehicle Rebate Program rules. With us here is our lead role writer, Rachel Sakata. And I'm just going to go ahead and move into our formal hearing verbiage here. So here's some information about the hearing and how we'll proceed. The proposed rulemaking announcement that you may have seen on our website, or you may have gotten it through a notice, it provides a link to DEQ's rulemaking website. If you want to receive future email notices about this or any other DEQ rulemaking, you can sign up for the Gov Delivery email notification service on the webpage for this rulemaking. All documents related to this rulemaking, including the staff report that will be submitted to the Environmental Quality Commission, will be posted on the website for this rulemaking. We're trying to reduce paper usage and encourage people to use DEQ's online comment webpage for submitting comments and the DEQ website for reviewing documents. So there are several ways to submit comments on the proposed rules. A person can testify or comment here today at the hearing, submit comments through our webpage, or mail written comments to Rachel Sakata. People participating by phone who would like to provide testimony today, please let us know and provide your name, affiliation, and email address when commenting. I will sign up on the sign-in sheet for anyone who testifies by phone. So is there anybody on the phone who wants to give comments today? No? Are you on mute maybe and you're saying yes or no?
No.
You don't want to. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, not only
All right. So DEQ will review issues raised during the public comment period, and the hearing officer's report will contain responses. In addition to the opportunity to present oral comments at this hearing, anyone may submit written comments until 4 p.m. on November 27, 2018, which is the close of public comment period. DEQ will not review or consider comments received after that time unless the agency decides to extend the comment period for everyone. So I'll be beginning the hearing in a minute here. And so let's see. Did you fill out a comment registration card? Does he need to do that?
No. I have a
I just signed in.
Okay. It's good enough that you signed in. All right. We don't need to do that. Okay. So we have started the recording, and right now we're going to be starting the hearing. We're recording the hearing to maintain a permanent record. Today is November 20th, 2018. The time is 3:10 p.m., and we're at 700 Northeast Multnomah Street, Portland, Oregon. My name is Sarah Armitage, and with me is Rachel Sakata with DEQ's Air Quality Planning Program. I'm the presiding officer for this hearing, and as such, I'm taking comments on behalf of the Environmental Quality Commission. If you haven't done so, sign in. Everybody who wants to do that has done that. The purpose of this meeting is to take public comments on the proposed rules for the Zero Emission and EV Rebate Program for the rulemaking rule adoption. The job of the presiding officer is to hear and acknowledge comments and not to defend the proposed rules. After the hearing, we'll prepare a summary of comments and DEQ's response. DEQ will include that summary in our staff report that we submit to our commission, the Environmental Quality Commission, when they consider whether to adopt the proposed rule change. DEQ will post that staff report with the EQC's meeting agenda several weeks before their meeting. The deadline to submit comments on the proposed rules, as I mentioned, is November 27th, 2018 at 4 p.m. So you may submit written comments until the comment period ends through the DEQ comment webpage for this rulemaking. The web address for that page is posted. So after I said this part, okay, these are a little bit repetitive. So now I'm going to give you a very brief summary of the contents of the rulemaking notice. DEQ is proposing to amend the Zero Emission Vehicle Rebate Program by changing the definitions in OAR 340-270-0030 for the rebate-eligible light-duty zero-emission vehicles and plug-in hybrid electric vehicles to include vehicles with at least three wheels. Currently, light-duty emission vehicles and plug-in hybrid electric vehicles are defined as vehicles with at least four wheels. The proposed change would broaden the range of eligible vehicles to include those with three wheels. So, I'd like to begin taking comments. If anyone has prepared a written statement or other documents, it would help to summarize them orally, and then you can introduce the written materials into our record. Written comments are given the same weight as oral comments. All right, so go ahead. Jesse, you can state your name and affiliation, and then give your comment.
I am Jesse Fittipaldi. I am affiliated with Arcimoto. I am vice president of the company. Thank you for having the hearing, first off, and being willing to review the rule. Our mission at Arcimoto is to provide a vehicle that is ultra-efficient, low-cost, and helps transform the transportation system of the world. And we're manufacturing that in Eugene, Oregon, which is a really cool opportunity where most of these tax credits would go out of the state or benefit companies that are major OEMs that are already manufacturing this. So this is a first time probably that Oregon, and maybe the last, that Oregon will have an automotive manufacturing company based here that the tax credit can benefit. We also have the opportunity to bring what is sometimes the opportunity of law to align with technology. Sometimes law is a little bit behind technology, and we've been working on this product for 10 years, and we landed on three wheels as the answer. And that is what gives us the ultra-efficient vehicle platform. It's not four. And with this platform, we can deliver it to a broader audience of consumers who maybe can't afford vehicles that are in the standard architectures of four wheels. So it's an equity move for people that want to participate in the carbon reduction consumer side of things, and it's based out of Oregon, which is great. I think I'm done.
Okay,
great. Thanks. So I'm just checking on the phone now. Is there anybody else who wants to give comments on the proposed rule? Nope. Sounds like there's not. We're probably going to hang around here for another, 20 minutes or so, and just make sure that nobody else walks in who might want to give us comments on the record. But basically what happens when we gather all the comments after the deadline, and so we consider if anybody is suggesting revision, we consider that.
Mm-hmm.
And then our final recommendation for rule adoption, we make it at the EQC meeting. Right now it's scheduled for January 2019 when we would finalize this rule. And that, you know, then it would become an actual regulation with Oregon and Secretary of State. The location has not yet been determined for that meeting. I think we'll know pretty soon where it's going to be held. And then our commission uses its own discretion in deciding whether to adopt all, part, or none of the proposed rules. They can also postpone adoption or hold additional public hearings. That's just their normal process. So, all right.
Can I add anything or no?
Sure.
I mean, does it really, yeah.
I mean, it's all part of the record.
It's just your comment number two.
Yeah, I think the other thing to note is that we did have pretty heavy legislative support for our vehicle being included in the program. I think that's important. When the intent of the rule was created, so
okay.
Speaking into a microphone is awesome.
Or a telephone microphone.
Yes.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. So Maybe what we'll do is we'll pause the recording for now, and then we'll wait and see if anyone else comes, and then we can resume it and conclude it.
That sounds like a good plan. So how do I do that? Yes, go ahead.
I just have a quick question. So I suggest the three of you in the room right there. Just want to get a visual. Okay.
Should I stop the recording?
Right. So if you don't have a formal comment, then we might stop the recording because the recording is to take formal comment right now.
Yeah, no formal comment. That was just a question.
Okay. So we might stop it. And
do you
know
how I do that?
Yeah. So you just hit star 2.
Oh, to just do that. Okay, now we're recording. All right. So at this point, nobody else has signed up to comment, and we're going to turn off the recording. We've already waited a half hour to see if anybody else would come. It's 3:32, so it's now time to conclude the hearing. So thank you for attending, both of you, and providing us with your comments, Jesse, and the hearing is adjourned.